Talking Sioux Central girls basketball, joined by head coach Al Vasher. 16 wins last year, coach. Of course, players come and go each year. But how challenging do you feel it will be this season, having to replace four seniors, including your two best players in Danny Betcher and Shara Smith?
Yeah, we definitely, Ryan lost the last score, and I think I calculated last week, and we lost about 80% of our scoring from last year. So we're just going to have to find ourselves. You know, this is a new team with new kids, a new personality, and we do different things. You know, we're not going to be able to come down and throw it into Danny in the post and have her make a post move or anything like that. We're going to have to play a little bit more of a scrappy game. We're going to have to hit some threes, and we're going to have to make sure we handle the ball in transition and things like that. So, you know, definitely a different team, but still very exciting, you know, to have the group of girls we have. I love the way we've been practicing lately and a lot of the good things that we've been doing. So, you know, we're really excited about where we're headed this season.
Well, a couple come to mind, those being Carly Betcher and also Callie Fondlander, who I'm sure will both be counted on for a lot more this year.
Yeah, and we talked in the off season a little bit. I talked with both girls and just talked about, hey, we got to step it up a little bit. You know, the roles change. And when you talked about kids coming and going and kids graduating, it means the younger girls, the roles probably change. They're not going to be able to do the same thing they've done the last year or two and expect that to be enough for us. They're going to have to do a little bit more. But both of those girls know that. They're willing to accept the challenge. You know, they like a little adversity, and they'll be okay.
I don't want you to leave anybody out, but as far as the main rotation players go, who are a few others that are going to see a bulk of the minutes for you?
Well, we do have two seniors this year, Whitney Anderson and Madison Sylvester, and Madison has played quite a few minutes at the varsity level. And then, you know, we have another couple of juniors in there. Maggie Mueller is back out this year. We're really excited about having her. Just athletic and able to do a lot of things for us at the guard position. And Alyssa Feely are the two juniors. And then we get into our sophomores who right now are very athletic, but we're having to teach them on the run here, some varsity basketball. Last year, Maddie Mueller and, you know, Taylor Krager and Jenna Jessen all suited varsity. They got a lot more minutes towards the end of the year, but we'll depend on them for some minutes early on this year, some good quality minutes. And then we have Nicole Fondlander and Maggie McGuire. And Emma Lawning, those are our six sophomores, and they do, you know, they'll see some minutes too. And who knows, probably more of a specialized situation with some of them, but we're really excited about the kids we have.
We're talking after the Jamboree against Storm Lake and an exhibition, yes, but I know you're disappointed in losing nonetheless, but it came on a buzzer beater. But had to be encouraged, and I'm sure a boost of confidence for the girls coming back and taking the lead in the final seconds as they did.
Yeah, I think there were 3.7 seconds left when we were putting the ball in bounds. And, you know, that's a situation where if I have another timeout, which I normally would during the season probably, I'm taking one, and we're making sure we talk about all the situations. That was kind of on the fly right there a little bit. Madison was inbounding the ball. She threw it where we wanted her, to throw it. We just didn't secure the basketball. And we didn't play very well in about the first 4 or 5 minutes. A lot of jitters, a lot of anxiousness, a lot of energy that was kind of wasted a little bit just running around. But, you know, our girls did a nice job of coming back. I think we were down by 13 there and got some steals and made some threes a little bit. Callie decided to bank a three in from the right side. And, you know, that always helps when you do that. So, you know, a lot of growth in just the two quarters tonight. So I'm really excited to see and anxious to see where we go as a team this year.
Yeah, as you touched on earlier, going to have to hit some threes and be more scrappy. Defense, rebounding, I'm sure, going to be critical. I'm going to come down to a lot of fundamentals more so this year, I'm sure.
Yeah, and, you know, we didn't do that very well tonight in the first quarter of the two-quarter game we had. We didn't rebound very well, and that's we got behind because I think Coach mentioned that their first three or four hoops were all on putbacks after offensive rebounds. And that's a situation where we just got to come into the game with a little bit more energy and a little bit more enthusiasm about rebounding the basketball. And once we figure that out, we'll be okay. It's just going to take some time to get there.
How do you think you'll fare in the Twin Lakes this year? Newell Fonda is, of course, really going to be a force to be reckoned with this season. Other teams like South Central Calhoun and Emmitsburg figure to be strong as well.
Yeah, and I would go, if I were to pick a top three of a conference, it would be those three. I think they're all very athletic. I got an opportunity to see South Central Calhoun tonight. I think they've matured physically quite a bit. You know, the girls have definitely gotten in the weight room this summer. They all look a lot stronger. And of course, you have the McKinney girl and the Jones girl there that, and the Heyman girl that make them go. And then Emmitsburg's just big, and they're long, they're tall, they're athletic. Either one of the Shaney girls can do a lot of really, really good things. So I look for those two teams, and then, of course, Newell. You got the Larson girls, and then a bunch of other girls that can shoot lights out. So, you kind of pick your poison there with Newell. But I think, we need to get off to a good start. We need to play competitive basketball early in the season so our girls stay enthusiastic and stay hungry for some things. And to be honest with you, I would think that, I don't know exactly where we'll finish in the conference. We're just really, really young right now. And a lot of it will depend on how we start the season come out.
Well, the official start is right around the corner this coming Monday, November 19th. You'll host Spirit Lake. Al, thanks a lot for the time. Appreciate it, and all the best. We'll see you soon.
Thank you, Ryan. Appreciate it.
Sioux Central girls basketball coach Al Vasher here on Storm Lake Radio.